And so that's where we are. The first thing in understanding what this wrestle is all about is to admit that there are some things that needs to be changed, and to admit that we want to get to the root cause of it. How many times that Jacob not like himself? How many times that people make fun of him, and how many times that he had to live up to that name that he didn't like, and he got tired of it? When do you get tired and want to change? What makes you come to the point of saying, tonight, okay, God, we're going to talk about this. There's some issues that I have to have settled in my life before I get married, before I get, you know, do this, before I got to have these issues settled, because if they don't, they're going to tear me up. And I need some issues settled. There's some pain there. And Jacob wanted to get down to the root of his pain. Somebody is trying desperately to get the other one to submit in wrestling. Just talk about us. I mean, somebody's trying desperately. I mean, if there was some, I thought it was going to be some wrestling here tonight. See, y'all didn't do me right. This is the only night y'all didn't have anybody do anything? Okay. This is the only night? All right, come on. I need two people wrestling real quick. I want you to see what wrestling looks like. Now, normally when you wrestle, you don't see blood. Hint, hint. Now, watch. This is how you wrestle. Give me a hand clap. You know what I wanted you to see? I want you to see that it's a serious struggle. Say wrestling is a serious struggle. Come on, say wrestling is a hard thing. Thank you, guys. So here's the thing about wrestling, too. Somebody's going to win. Who's the heavyweight champion of the whole world, or the whole universe, that died over 2,000 years ago? Yeah. Yeah. If you're wrestling with God, who's going to win? Eventually, who's going to win? One thing about a wrestle, about rest, it's like that struggle. You can't wrestle. You can't continue to wrestle all day, all night, all day, all night. Wrestling comes to an end. It's temporary. Say it's temporary. So when you're wrestling, it's temporary. You can't sustain wrestling. It's too hard. You're putting too much energy. You're putting too much effort. Listen to me. I'm saying something. You're putting energy in. You don't want to let go. You don't want to give up. And there's some things tonight that God is saying, I've been wrestling with you, and there's some things that you've not been wanting to let go. Some things you have let go of. Some things that in the hidden part, in the inward part, that tonight you're going to have to let go, because I'm going to win. You know, God is saying tonight that there are some things we're wrestling with, that he wants us to know that before it's all over, he's going to win. He's going to win. Say he's going to win. So the lesson tonight really brings us to a point of tonight we wrestle. We got to give in. We have to give up. We have to let go and let God. Now, the thing about God winning is that if he wins, you win, because he's fighting for you. If he wins, you win, because he's fighting for you, because he's fighting to get the Jacob out of you. He's fighting to get that person that you really never was intended to be. He's fighting to get those tendencies. He's fighting to get that hidden stuff. He's fighting. He says, no, you want to hold on to it, but I'm trying to get it out of you, because I know where you're going, and I know who you are. And I know that you need a name change. And I know I know what I have in plan in store for you. So he's fighting to get the Jacob out of you, but we're fighting to hide the Jacob. And we're fighting to hold on. We don't want nobody to know about the little Jacob in us. We don't want anybody to know about the inward struggle. We don't want anybody to know about the hidden things. But tonight, we wrestle, people. Tonight, we wrestle. And while I'm preaching and teaching, God's wrestling with your spirit. He's wrestling with some things. I think this is where psychology and theology comes together for a good reason. Because here's some things that God wants to go into the inward part and deal with you and talk with you about some things that you have not given up and surrendered. Because it's all about submission. Tonight is all about submission. Fighting is all about submission. It's not about knocking you down and you fighting to get back up. No, it's about just, I'm not fighting anymore. Fight is over. See, this whole series is over. We're not fighting with God anymore. We're not going to resist him anymore because he's trying to change our name. He's trying to change us. He wants to be the winner, not you. He wants to win and say, I got them clean. I gave them a new heart. I got the hidden stuff out. I renewed their spirit. I've washed them. I won, not you win. And you stay your old way and you keep hiding Jacob. And you don't want to know. You don't want anybody to know what's going on. But here's the simple truth tonight. Here's the simple truth. Simple truth. Simple truth. I want you to hear God say to you tonight, I already know. I want you to hear God say that to you tonight. I already know. I knew when it happened. I knew why it happened. I knew why you're hiding. I know why you're trying to mask. I know why you're trying to be somebody. I know why you're trying so hard. I know. I was there. I'm the one that helped carry you through to this night. Tonight, I want to change you. I'm the only one that can do it because I know the past. I know it all. I saw it all. I carried you through it all. And so he says, I know it all. That's why David had to admit, and tonight, nobody's going to pull you out. So you got to, this is surrender night. Let it go. David saw his need to be completely whole. He saw his need to let God just cleanse him, get the dark out of him. Get the sin that he couldn't hide any longer. The pain, the hurt, the bleeding. He wanted it to stop. He didn't want to live like that anymore. He didn't want to fake it anymore because he couldn't. Because he loved God. He really loved God. And so he said, I can't do this anymore, God. He said, my sin is ever before me. It goes away for 2 months and it comes back. It goes away for 2 years and I'm in the next cycle. I want to break this cycle. I want the dawning of a new day. David said, all right, I open my life up. Do it. Do it. Do it. I give you the right of way. I'm not hiding any longer. That's what Jacob said. And so in wrestling, there's an issue to settle, people. Tonight, there's some issues that God wants to settle. Yeah, you're the right one to be here tonight. You say, well, who is this word for? Everybody say, me. Every single person. This word, you can't rake away. This word, you got to get that shovel and bring it to you. All right? Because God says, tonight, we wrestle. There is an issue to settle. It's time to break the silence tonight. Hear me. It's time to break the silence tonight. It's time that God says, I want to do it. I'm not here to discuss. I'm not here to deliberate. I'm not here to talk about it any longer. When I'm not talking about it any longer. Tonight, if you would come with me, and if you would allow me to do it, I'll do what doctors can't do for you. I'll do what medicine can't do for you. I'll do what pills, I'll do what uppers, downers, I'll do what all of that can't do for you. I'll do what treatment centers can't do for you. I'll do what psychologists can't do for you. Let me settle some issues on tonight. But here's our part. We have to be like Jacob and David. You have to say, okay, Lord, I'm ready to surrender. I'm ready to give it up. And I don't care who knows anymore. This is not their pain. This is my pain I've been carrying. I've been carrying this pain for a long time. I've been carrying this secret for a long time. And I don't want to carry it anymore because I want the real joy. I want the real love. I want the real life. I don't want to fight with you anymore. I don't want to just resist you anymore. I don't want to run from you anymore. I don't want to hide from you anymore. I don't want to fake anymore. I don't want to act like it's not there and to cover it with worship and to cover it with reading and to cover it with praying. I want to deal with it tonight. Tonight we wrestle. What kind of issues? What kind of struggles? Well, what is the struggle? What is the struggle that you're dealing with? What is it? What issues are you dealing with? What issues are you dealing with? What struggles, what inward struggles are you dealing with that you don't want to deal with, that you don't want to let go? Painful issues. I'll tell you what they are. Painful issues. They're hurting issues. They're childhood issues. Issues of fear. Memories you don't want to see. Sometimes bring nightmare. Unsolved mysteries. Unresolved memories. Identity crisis. A little problem with our identity. Oh, yeah. Not sure. Don't know. I feel this way. I want this. I know this is right. I don't know. Who am I? What is my real name, Lord? Who really am I? Jacob had been with the Lord. He wasn't a sinner. Jacob was a powerful young boy, but it came to the place of his promotion in the spirit. It came to his place where God says, I'm ready to connect you with not that destiny, but with your destiny that I have for you. I don't want your destiny connected to Jacob. I want your destiny connected to Israel. Tonight, I see a line coming down the middle, and he says, we got to lead Jacob over there. He wants Jacob done with. And he wants to let you know who you really are so you can get connected with your destiny. Tonight, we wrestle. We're wrestling. It's not easy to give up these things. It's not easy to go back into your childhood. It's not easy to think about the fears, not only past, but even some present. It's not easy to let go of some things that you've been holding on to for a long time. It's not easy, but I hear God saying, tonight is your night. Then settle some issues one for another. I heard today when I was preparing, I heard screaming. I'm telling you, I heard screaming. I heard screaming. I want to be free! I heard that tonight. I heard screaming. I said, oh, God. That's why I said, this was not a mistake for us to be here. It's not a mistake. I heard tears crying. I said, oh God, don't let the devil trick anybody that's supposed to be here. Let them all come because somebody's going to be free from some pain, free from some fears. Somebody's going to finally, totally be honest tonight because they understand who they are. Like never before. They understand. They're not fair, but there's some frustration because they know where they're supposed to be, but they know what they're struggling with, and they know what their issues are. So for you tonight, the Lord says, you got it. This is the night that we submit. This is the night that we give up. This is the night that we stop resisting. This is the night that he changes us. And this is the night that we let go and let God. Something is going to happen tonight. Just say that. But you think about what you've heard so far. And think about your response to wrestling with God. And you know there's some things you've been wrestling with, some issues, some fears, some uncertainties. You know, some things in the present, some things in the past, some things in the future. But God says, this is a serious church. Let me tell you all this. This is a serious church. Pastor Alex does what I do. We train leaders. Reason why right now you don't see a whole lot of people, we train leaders. That is our assignment. That's our apostolic call to train leaders. You say, oh, I'm not a leader. I beg your pardon. You are a leader in your own right. You are a supporting leader, or you are a leader. You can't tell your future. Could I have told my future at the age of 19 or 20 or 21 or 22? Did I know that I would have traveled to over 25 different countries? Did I ever know that I would have ministered to in face-to-face with at least 8 or 9 presidents of countries? Did I ever know that I would be sitting and being with kings and priests, speaking to nations, speaking to 30,000 people, tribes of people? Did I ever see what I am doing now? I didn't know I was a leader, but because I sat in a place where you're sitting today, and because I was hungry, and because I was longing for the word, because I love God, but even more than that, Francis, because I was honest and true with myself to say, God, I don't want to climb up the ladder of success in your way. I want you to change me on the inside. And whatever is not right, do it. I want you to do it now so you can use me later. Never, ever, ever, ever had I known that I would be doing what I'm never. But I was being trained as a leader as you are. And I know you have your own, you know, things in your mind, what you want to do, husband, wife, children, you know, a little house, picket fence, all that kind of stuff. But God's got some bigger plans. And that's going to be fine and dandy and all of that. But God's got some bigger plans for you. He's got some bigger plans. That's why he's got to connect you to your destiny, to your real name, to your real life. And all this Jacob stuff that we've been wrestling with, thinking that we can getting by with, thinking that we're hiding from somebody. We're not hiding from anybody. Where does promotion come from? The Bible says promotion doesn't come from the left nor the right. Promotion doesn't come from man. Promotion comes from God. Who opened doors that can no man open? God. Who makes a way that nobody can make? God. Who gives us ultimate success? God, who gives us the power to get wealth? God, who gives us the creativity that we need for our life? Who's the sustainer? In him we live and move and have our being. Who can we fool? Nobody. So God says, when I get to the real you, I'm almost done. Got a few more minutes before this wrestling is over. So we wrestle. What does he wrestle? He wrestles out of you truth. David said, truth in the inward part. Can I tell you, the essence of truth is not knowing truth, but applying truth. The essence of truth is just not knowing truth, but it's applying truth. It's truth working. He wrestles out of you the truth, the past, and the pain that we must let go. When God is wrestling with you, listen. Listen to me. You saw how Alex, you see what he did? He took him down. God will take you down. He'll take you down and out. God will take you all the way down. He'll take you down even to the first time that somebody ever violated you. He'll take you down and way back to maybe the first time somebody put their hands on you where they were not supposed to put their hands on you. He'll take you all the way down to the time when you felt so rejected because of all of the names that you were called when you were a little girl, and it seemed like your sister or brother, you know, were the favorite ones and you were not. He'll take you all the way back to the time that you went in your bedroom and you cried yourself to sleep. He'll take you all the way back when in high school, in the middle school, when you had to run home because you was ashamed of the way you looked and ashamed of what you didn't have. He'll take you all the way back there to get truth out of you, to make you see tonight that I want to wrestle the stuff out of you so you can be who I've called you to be. But you got to let go and let God take you all the way back to ugly stuff that you don't want to look at. Stuff you've been hiding. That's how serious he is about you. Take you all the way down, all the way back, all the way until he get to all the pain and the shame and the guilt and the fear. Take you back. Holy Spirit of God right now. Holy Spirit of God while we're sitting here. Holy Spirit of God. Work in us. Work in us. Work in us tonight. Remember, you're the one that's been carrying this. Remember, you're the one that's trying to figure this out. Remember, you're the one that's really, you say, well, I'm not fighting with God. Yes, you are. Yes, we are. When we don't want to let those things go that we know we should let go of, when we make excuses for them. Jacob said, Lord, he said, I'm not going to let you go. This is the most important part of this. Until you bless me. The angel tried to get away. Who got hit in the thigh? Who got hit in the thigh? Jacob got hit in the thigh. How many know God knows how to hit you in the thigh so you can't get away? But here's the thing about surrender. You don't want to get away. Tonight, you don't want to get away. Tonight, you don't want to let this message go. Tonight, you want to hear it. Tonight, you want to take it. Tonight, you want to say, it's me, it's me, it's me. Tonight, you want to pay attention and say, yes, it's me. So Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go because I've been carrying this too long and I want change. So you will decide with the help of the Holy Ghost tonight, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I want change tonight. And I don't care. I didn't know I came for this tonight. But I don't care what anybody else says. I want him and me to do something in my life. Got about 5 more minutes. Tonight is my night to wrestle with God. Tonight, these issues must be settled. Before I sing another song, before I dance another dance, before I play another note, before I preach another message, before I exhort, before I do another skit, I got to get something settled tonight. Let go and let God. Let him cleanse you, let him heal you, let him set you free. I believe tonight the struggle is getting ready to be over for somebody. I hear the inward scream. I do. I see the inward tears. And the Lord says, tonight we're going to deal with this. No more tears, no more fears, no more hiding, no more pretending, no more acting, no more hurting, no more struggling to fight. No matter what it takes, I don't care anymore. What place? When do you get to this place? How do you get to this place? When you say, I don't care anymore. I don't care who knows. I'm going to do all I can. If God is inviting me in to wrestle with him, I'm going to take it. And if in my spirit now he's doing that, and I've been wrestling with him for a long time, I'm ready to surrender now. And here's the thing about tonight as I close. The wrestle didn't start tonight. It's been going on 8 years, 7 years, 10 years, 12 years. But he wants you to surrender the fight. Somebody needs to throw the towel in. I don't want to fight anymore. This is too hard. I can't sustain this fight. No more lies. No more pretending. No more secrets. I don't want it to be a secret anymore. It's not easy. But tonight is the night. Tonight it ends. Tonight I say to God, it's between me and you. And what's going to happen now is that after you've heard this word, how many would say tonight, this word was for me? It's for me. Why? Because he knows what's in you. You know the Jacob, but he knows the Israel. He knows the Israel. He knows the Israel. He knows the real you. But until we do what David said, God, want to let it out? If it's, I got to forgive somebody. If it's, I have to let it go. I don't understand it. I never understood it. But you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm not going to try to understand it anymore. It was crazy. I can't make sense out of crazy. But it's whatever it is, it's my past. And that's the good news. Whatever it was, can I name some things? If it was molestation, if it was hurt from your parent, if it was hurt because of a divorce, if it was hurt because they loved somebody else more than they loved you, if it was hurt because of what a teacher did, if it was hurt because of what you've done to yourself, no matter what it was, it's behind you tonight. Tonight, the Lord wants you to know that if you lay it down, I'll change your name and I'll give you the strength to be that person that you got a glimpse of, that you know that's deep down in there, that's in the making right now. And tonight, the Lord says that you be like David, you be like Jacob, and you meet him at the altar. And you alone, lay all of that Jacob stuff at the altar. All those fears, all of that hurt, all of that pain, you're carrying it. You can't carry it no longer. You don't need to carry it to your next station. You don't need to carry it to the next month. You don't need to carry it to your next relationship. You don't need to carry it to your next nothing. The Lord says, you watch me do a supernatural work in you, and I'll cause the bleeding to stop. I'll cause the tears to dry up, and you won't cry. I'll erase the pain. I'm after pain tonight, the Lord says. I'm after hurt tonight, the Lord says. I'm after that hard place tonight, the Lord says. I'm after that, and I'll take it from you. I'll show you how great I am. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? I will show you how great I am. And I'll do it for you tonight. And I'll do it for you tonight. I brought you here tonight. I'm trading your sorrows for the joy of the Lord. It's an exchange tonight. Whoever, and I know he called all of us to be here tonight. But as you lay it down, he'll pick it up. And I promise you that when you get up from off of your knees, that he said that he'll change what needs to be changed. And in the spirit, he'll give you a new name to connect to your destiny. Don't try to figure it out. Just believe it and act in faith. Don't try to say how he's going to do it. Just believe it and act in faith. Just know that you got to lay some things down because he's ready to connect you to, even in a greater way. Some of you are already made the transition, but there's some, that Jacob thing is still, you're still wrestling with some things. And the Lord says, you need to let it go. Some of you need to confess it to somebody, a safe place, somebody that you trust. You need to say it. I had somebody come to me one day and say, you know, Pastor Judy, she was in her 60s. I've been carrying this ever since I was 13 years old. She said, it has ruined my life. And I finally found a safe place to finally let it go. She said, it's been pain. It's been shame. And I can't get over it. I can't even feel good about myself because of what happened to me. And if I told you what happened to her, you wouldn't believe it. You would believe it. But it was terrible. And I mean, it was more than six guys raping her at one time. That happened, but it was more than that. It was more than that. And she couldn't tell anybody because of how she was raised. Her father, she couldn't tell anybody that. And so she had to hold on to it all her life. She was raised and her marriage was not good. And she kept that until finally she cried and cried and cried and cried and cried. And she let it all out. I didn't say one word. She just released it. And she was free. And she was free from it. And ever since then, she's been a different person. At the age of 65. I want you to know that tonight the altar is a safe place. I want you to know that there is somebody that you can talk to. You can release it if you need to do that. Let it go. The secret is out. Let it out so it won't hurt you any longer. Even if it's something about the future you're not sure of, can I invite you to go to that altar. You're not wrestling anymore. The wrestle is over. You're surrendering and you're laying it down. And I want you to go to that altar. I want you to lay it down. And when you get up from the altar, I'm going to have some oil, some anointing oil on my fingers, on my hands. I'm just simply going to bless you in the name of Jesus and release you to your new name. And I'm going to pray that you realize that you're walking as a different person when you leave that altar. I want you to realize the thing that you struggle with, that you're not tied to it any longer because you surrendered. He didn't pull them away from you. You say, God, I let it go. You surrendered it and he took it. All right?